saw all our children who left our
school.
Who are not in school. You will sponsor them either in a vocational school, maybe in our Conquest Institute.
If they
do the tailoring section, you help them to go to school and you give them a stout top
capital,
maybe
just
basic machine. If they do the hairdressing, they complete it, and you help them to start. If you are one of those and you are interested, we sponsor many of them. We sponsor as orphans. Or some, we just permitted them to pay only
20,000.
Like last year, or year before, there were
297
of them that were paying almost nothing. You don't start a journey with a child and you leave the child on the way. I beg some of you people who can sponsor a child. Please meet me. I don't want to ask it openly. And I would love people who can sponsor like 50 or 100 of them. So that we follow all those children. Get them back to school. And not stop the journey halfway. If some people get 1 million, we will take them to our institute in Gulu. And put them on a subsidized course. The 1 million will be enough. We will find a way. Number one. To contribute towards their tuition. And feed them. Then the only thing you would do
will
be to buy a machine for them
when they complete
some little capital.
Ne capital mutono.
And a sewing machine and some little capital for to start will not be up to 1 million. So with 2 million shillings in a year, you can give a child a future. But if you can do that, meet me. I really want us to be people who care for others. Because I don't want us to do it publicly. And many of them are girls. Many of those single parents in the nation. Some of them are those who had no direction in life. If you can do that, for some of them, they may be too young to do a vocational course. Get them back to secondary. Can three people pray?
abantu abasabira ensonga eno abaana baffe baleme kutubulako mukama ayite mufe ffennyini abooluganda
okulabirira
abaana bano mukama baatuwadde baleme kubula
one of the years
waliwo omwaka ogumu
I was taking care of 60 orphans there
nali ndabirira abaana nkaaga bamulekwa nkaaga
I mean total orphans
nga tebalina maama tebalina taata
And when we first started, we launched in the church here what we call Sponsor a Child. And that Sponsor a Child program, we just had asked brethren to give only 10,000 to contribute towards them, their upkeep. You don't start a journey with somebody and abandon the person on the way.
Totandikanga lugendo n'omwana wa mukama n'omuleka mukubo nga teruguse.
Christianity
obulokole
is taking care of the orphans.
Bible gambo ino kulabira bamulekwa
and taking care of the widows. That is righteousness.
Bwe butukirivu. Sabe.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Father, we pray, O Lord Father, that you grant us the capacity, O Lord Father, O Lord, to take care, O Lord Father, of the orphans, O God, of the children, O Father, who do not have, O Lord Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Father, your word that says that you are the Father of the fatherless, O God. Lord Father, we pray that you bless us with money, bless us with the finances, O God, bless us with the tuition, O Father. Oh, Lord, Father, to take care of those who do not have, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray, oh, God, that you will do it, oh, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, God, for the call, oh, God, to help the needy child, oh, God, and give them a future. Thank you so much for those who have gone through our hands, oh, God, and they have become children of a value to the nation, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that may you raise up people amongst us, oh, God, who will have the burden, oh, God, to help a child who is in need, oh, God, who will put in, oh, God, their finances, oh, God, and help these children to go back to school and attain a future, oh God. Help us, oh God, to accomplish, oh God, what we started, and all the glory will be given back to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, we bless you, oh God, for this other opportunity you are giving us to bless us. We pray, oh God, that you move through us, oh God, and Lord, reach out, oh God, to all our brethren, oh God, all the children, oh God, who are not able, oh God, to sustain themselves in school. Oh God, grant, oh God, that there will be brethren here, that you will touch hearts, oh God, that they will be able to flow out and support our brethren, support our children in school, oh God, so that they attain a future. We beg you, Lord. Oh Lord, move through us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless you very much, oh God, for our children, oh God. Thank you for the journey of education, oh God, we have started together. Father, I pray, oh God, that we shall not leave, oh God, them, abandon them in the way, oh God. Father, I pray. Raise up, oh God, men, oh God, who will take up, oh God, the burden to raise, oh God, their tuition, oh God, everything they need to complete the journey they have started, oh God, for education, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, raise up men and women who are passionate, oh Lord God, who are led to support them, to bless them, oh God, amongst us, oh God. Father, I beg you, oh God, that their journey will be accomplished, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
If you get me only 1 million, even if you ended there, I would take them for a vocational training and I
will
give them a startup capital.
If
you get me only 1 million
for
a needy child, I
would
take them for a vocational training. And give them, I will give them a startup capital.
Mwe capital entandikwa.
Barbara, come and read this for us.
Barbara, jangotusomere bino.
I don't know the way the Lord is leading us in this
retreat.
I want you to know He is making us useful. He's making us useful. Usefulness is looking beyond yourself. For those of you who have not been around, one of the things we did, God also led us to do, is to raise money. And there were people who committed themselves to be given monthly, yearly, so that we would treat elderly people free of charge in our
place.
People have been abandoned.
People cannot take care of themselves.
That's part of what God also led us here to do. If a person gave just 50,000 per month, a dying woman may be given life. And this is the type of thing, the way the Lord has led us. I want you to know that is the secret of church growth. It has been found out that any church that does not give itself to charity, to take care of the
need,
any church
and
believers who are blind to the need of people around them, they don't grow. They are barren. When you get the billionaires in the world,
all the
Bill Gates, etc., Warren Buffett, etc., why are they laboring to give to us?
There's
no blessing is tied to it. I shared with the business brethren. One of those who was a
billionaire.
And he had a goal. No longer to be a billionaire.
But
to give away all everything. And finally, when he remained with $1 million,
$1 billion,
he was excited to have lost the title of a billionaire by the transfer of his wealth. And his commitment was to die a poor person. A rich man
committed
himself to die a poor person, because while he lived, he watched his wealth
touch
the needy, touch the sick, touch the orphan, give water to those who could not find water to drink. When he brought his wealth from billions
$1 million,
and he left the house where he was to rent a tiny house, he said that was the greatest joy of his life. And he said to be alive and see his money made useful. We started talking about ministry to children. I wanted to read a bit about the history of Compassion International.
So I'll
tell you where to stop. Come and take
a look.
When he finished reading, he will just summarize.
History of Compassion International.
releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name since 1952.
So that is what they have been doing. Releasing children from poverty. Since 1952.
One man's act of compassion. More than 70 years ago, Reverend Everett Swanson flew from Chicago to South Korea to minister to American troops fighting in the Korean War. During his time there, he grew increasingly troubled by the sight of hundreds of war orphans living on the streets, abandoned by society. One morning, he saw city workers scoop up what looked like piles of rags and toss them into the back of a truck. He walked up to the truck for a closer look and was horrified to see that the piles were not rags, but the frozen bodies of orphans who had died overnight in the streets.
So, get it. He had gone to America to minister to soldiers who were fighting. Some years back, when Korea, we were taken to the war museum. We were shown films. How South Korea was reduced to nothing.
Total
poverty. So this man went to minister. And one morning, he saw the city, just like this city council truck, carrying rubbish, what he thought was rubbish. When he went closer, it was not rubbish. It was the body of frozen orphans who
threw
the night before they had no clothing. This winter period, they had nowhere to stay. They had frozen. And they just come to carry them like rubbish. That's how Compassion International started.
The act of one man
who had a heart to do something. Swanson
could not turn his back on these unwanted children and vowed to find a way to help them. In the 1950s, appalled by the great number of small, shivering, and starving war orphans on the streets, Reverend Swanson began including his experience in Korea into his revival meetings, and Christians responded by donating funds to purchase rice and fuel for the children. Soon after, he developed special sponsorship programs for individuals, families, or churches to help support orphans for a few dollars a month. The sponsorship money provided biblical lessons, food, clothing, shelter, and medical aid on a regular basis. To handle the funds and attend to the day-to-day business of ministering to the orphans, Reverend Swanson formed the nonprofit Everett Swanson Evangelistic Association in the basement of his Chicago home. For 40 years, we played an important role in Korea, helping the children thrive and grow into the adults who built a prosperous economy. Today, South Korea is a partner country with sponsors there, now helping children in low and middle-income countries. In the 1960s, by September 1961, the Everett Swanson Evangelistic Association supported 108 orphanages and homes in South Korea. Compassion Incorporated. 2 years later, Reverend Swanson, increasing uneasiness with seeing his name represent a growing ministry and inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. I have compassion on the multitude. I'll not send them away hungry. He changed the name of the Everett Swanson Evangelical Association to Compassion Incorporated. Compassion of Canada Limited is also formed in 1963. the first sponsored trip. In November 1965, 113 Friends of Compassion traveled to South Korea to visit compassion-assisted orphanages. The trip is so successful. 6 more trips occurred over the years. Our first official sponsor trip, in which sponsors visit the children, the support occurred in 1986. Today, we conduct numerous sponsor trips each year, visiting every country where we work. Going global. On November 15, 1965, Reverend Swanson dies after 13 years of pioneering ministry. After several months of prayer, the Board of Compassion selects Reverend Henry L. Harvey as president during Reverend Harvey's 8-year tenure. We started projects in 17 new countries. In 1968, we established the Family Helper Plan in Indonesia by providing children with school tuition, nutritious meals, medical care, Bible lessons, and other benefits. Our staff workers helped keep impoverished families together. The Family Helper Plan's success in Indonesia allowed us to expand into 3 other countries. And in the 1970s, building minds and futures. In 1970, we organized special care centers to treat children with disabilities, offering relief through surgery, training, physical therapy, adequate nourishment, and special equipment. We also launched a ministry in the Dominican Republic as a relief program donating food, medicine, and money for children selected by local churches. Designed at school, related sponsorship program to serve children in Haiti, Colombia, and Thailand. The school-related sponsorship program helped children of subsistence farmers or widows unable to attend school because of fees or because no schools are available, attend school regularly. Students also received medical care, supplementary meals, clothing, and biblical instruction. Today, we partner with thousands of churches in low and middle-income countries to provide tutoring and after-school activities because they work one-on-one with children. Our church partners are keenly aware of the children's individual needs and are able to help them with what they need most. In 1972, we begin work in the Philippines and in the United States Native American field. 2 years later, we began a ministry in Honduras and Ecuador. Reverend Harvey retired as president, and we established a program of school projects to assist children who otherwise would not have the chance to receive an education. These projects paid for the teachers' salaries, books, supplies, school uniforms, medical care, and in many instances, a hot, nutritious meal each school day. A critical step. In June 1975, Wally Erickson became our third president. During Wally's term as president, the number of sponsored children climbed from 25,000 to more than 180,000. TIA Fund, a Christian relief agency in Great Britain, affiliates with us for child sponsorship in 1975, and we began working in Brazil and Bolivia. We expanded our Family Helper Plan into Guatemala in 1976, and in 1977, began a ministry in El Salvador with a child sponsorship program. In 1978, Australian sponsors helped create Compassion Limited of Australia, and we established a fund to meet critical needs caused by natural disasters and medical crises that affected sponsored children and their families. We began working in Mexico in 1979. In the 1980s, a new home and a new direction. From our new home in Colorado Springs, we introduced the non-formal education program in 1980. The NFE program included education activities and training outside of formal school to help children help themselves. The compassion-assisted church-run child development centers participating in the NFE program began addressing more than physical needs. Children learned how to overcome obstacles to their future development. They learned vocational skills, principles of hygiene and nutrition, and leadership skills to improve their lives and perhaps even more, improve their communities. The NFE program is the foundation for our current holistic child development model, a comprehensive approach to child development that requires more planning and deeper involvement with families and communities. We also launched our child sponsorship program in Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda, and changed our name from Compassion to Compassion International.
Okay, let's stop there. We don't have enough time.
Mubufunze olugero atusomedde olw'ekitongole mwenna mukiwulira kye bayita Compassion International. Mwali mukiwuliddeko? Compassion International yatandika omusajja bamuyita Swanson, yali muweereza mu Misani, yagenda e South Korea mu biseera eby'olutalo Ssematalo owookubiri. Yasanga ensi nga olutalo lugibetense. Kati lumu yali atambula ku nguudo ng'alaba ebimotoka ebisomba kasasiro, nga bisomba ebintu ebiringa ng'ebigoye buli ku makya nga batwala nga kasasiro. Yasembera ekimula nga mirambo gy'abaana abafa obunnyogovu ku nguudo, tebalina we basula, tebalina kye balya. Mukama n'amukolako ku mutima n'atandika okusonda mu bakkiriza. Bwe yagenda ng'okubuulira enjiri ng'alina revival meetings, ng'abagamba baweeyo okuyamba abaana bano. Kwe kutandika ekitongole ekisooka yakiwandisa mu mannya ge nga ataddeko erinnya lye. Naye bwe kyagenda kikula ne bakituuma erinnya Compassion Limited mu America ne mu Canada. Naye baagenda basaasa, waakomedde myaka egy'1980 nga batuuse ne mu Kenya ne Uganda, abaana mu 200 be bayamba mu nsi yonna, bakolaga n'ebitongole ebirala. Kati bye byafaayo eby'ekitongole kye bayita Compassion International, kitegeeza byatandikira ku musajja omwe mutukuvu yamukwatako n'ayamba abaali mu bwetaavu. Mukitegedde kati?
That's how one man became compassionate.
Omusajja omu yafuna ekisa eri abaali mu bwetaavu.
With a passion to take care of needy children.
I know kuyaya na mutimo kuyamba abana bana bali mu bweta.
At one time in Uganda, Compassion International were taking care of 300,000 children.
Compassion International era bila bana emitwala 3.
And some
abamu
were university students.
Ngabana bali ku university.
I went to minister to their leadership training program.
Zibampitako lumu okubuulira eri abakulembeze baabwe abekitongole.
But listen, Britain.
Ni uliriza Oluganda.
The curse upon many so-called leaders in Uganda.
Ekikolimo kyaba abeyita abakulembeze abasumba mu Uganda wane kibaliko.
Even money that was sent to them to take
care of. Senta zibaweereza okubwebwero okulabira
bamulekwa. Became money that they used to buy their big cars.
Bagula mu mamotoka
aganene. Pastors.
Abasumba.
While others are laboring to take care of children. There was a sister in this church. She used to be in this church. She's not there again. When they were collecting names of orphans, she was alive. She put the name of her child and put her own name. She had children.
Aina abana.
She was in the church. When the thing came, her name came also.
As an orphan.
The name of her child as an orphan. And her own name as an orphan. She's alive. Her child is alive. And she actually was now looking for a way to go to school. I looked at her. What a curse
person.
My sister-in-law. In America.
Was sending
about $300,000
monthly
to someone in Uganda.
Uganda
for the sponsor of an orphan. When she finally came to visit us here. She found out there was no such orphan. There was no such orphan. She was laboring and sending
her.
Another organization was sending money to a so-called church here in Uganda for building a hospital. And they were supplying them with all the
people.
The project was progressing. When they finally came, they took them to one government hospital. Until the director of the hospital came. No, they said no. We came to check the project. He said, which thing? This is the government. Our so-called brethren
are
receiving the money and buy their big cars, put personalized number plates, some
Satan.
What will we do on that day? To give an account of the money that widows
care
to take care of orphans. What shall we do on that
day?
That others are finding a vision to take off dying orphans. And we are looking for a vision to steal that which was meant for dying orphans. That's actually the situation of our nation. Why others are looking for means to help, looking for means to swindle. And there are some of you here. You were sponsored as orphans when you were not orphans. Your parents were alive. Do you know what that means? That's how to introduce a curse in a family. It's a curse of early death. But that's not what I wanted to
say.
I wanted to talk about how a vision for child care, a vision for children ministry, can start through the compassion of one man and spread. Because you have a selfless person whose only passion are people who are in need And he sees, who sees himself as the voice of the voiceless. Most people don't know that God promotes you by giving you a person to take care of, by showing you a need, an orphan, a widow, a street child, a dying person, a helpless person, that from that moment you have no peace in your heart. You must do something about it. And once you launch out to do something about it, the heaven is open to supply the means to take care of it. I pray that you will find a purpose for living. Find a purpose for living. Find a purpose. Find what you can do with your life. Find what you can invest your wealth to wipe the tears from somebody's eyes. And to show to someone that at last God has remembered me in my low estate. I pray for this congregation that we will not be barren. We will not be people who jump after dying people to go ahead to preach the gospel. Or abandon the wounded near us. That would not be so poor that even dogs have nothing to pick from under our
Lazarus.
You have not even seen the wound of Lazarus. I would like someone who understands what I'm talking about to pray that the Lord God will forgive us in Uganda. Many so-called big pastors, big
car.
It is money that was given to take care of
people.
Not just in the spiritual. Many so-called big ministers around, big cars, big houses all over. It is money that was meant to take care of people in hospitals that were swindled in their homes. So this, we are a nation under a curse. I want a person to pray. Lord, have mercy and forgive us. And Lord, free us. And two other people to pray. Lord, transform all of us here into people
to foka abantu
whom you can use to touch the lives of needy people. Those three people come and pray. If you understand what
I'm saying. Father, we beg you, O God. We thank you for your love that you are showing us deep things, O God, in this retreat that have been holding us back. Lord, we didn't know that you are going to bring this matter. And in your mercy, you have shown us where the problem is. We plead for your mercy. Brethren, let us kneel down and plead for Uganda. It has kneeled down.
It's a serious issue, brethren.
Kneel where you are.
We must cry, we must plead to, with God to have mercy on our nation.
Father, we beg you, O Lord. O Lord, have mercy. Father, we plead with you. Have mercy on Uganda. Have mercy on us as a church, O God. We have betrayed, we have eaten, O God, blood money of orphans, widows, old people, the dying people, HIV money, O God, money that is meant for to help people. We have swindled it, O Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy. Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, O God. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy. And don't strike. Don't strike, O Lord. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. We plead with you. Have mercy. And roll away this reproach. Roll away this curse. Out of your mercy, O Lord. We plead with you, O Lord. Father, we beg you. Look upon us from heaven. Forgive us. We have sinned greatly. Many sick people have died cursing. Who shouldn't have died at that time, oh God? Children who were supposed to be in school didn't go, oh God. Father, have mercy on us. Forgive us. And wash away the sin from us. In Jesus' name, amen.
More people in Tasmania. It's a serious look at COVID money was swindled. HIV money swindled. All over. Money for refugees swindled. Oh, brethren. Oh, brethren.
Lord, Father, we pray, O God, and ask for your mercy, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that you forgive our country, Uganda, O Lord. O Lord, Father, for our mercy on us, O God, for having this corrupt heart, O Lord. O Lord, Father, you provide the resources, O God, Father, to help the needy, to help those people who don't have, O Father. But, Father, we tend to use this money for our selfish interests, O God, to satisfy our needs, O God, and leaving the needy outside suffering, O God. Oh, Lord, many people are dying. Oh, Father, many people don't have what to eat. Oh, children are outside there. They don't have tissue, O Lord, Father, to go to school. Oh, Father, and we are here, O God. Oh, Father, lobbying for resources, oh God, that we have children who do not have money to go to school. But when the money is given, oh Lord, Father, oh Lord, we divert this money for our selfish interests, oh God. Father, we pray that you have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive our country, Uganda. Forgive our leaders, oh God. Oh, Father, forgive us. Forgive our brethren, oh God, who are diverting this money for their selfish interests, oh God. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. And we are carrying these curses, oh God. Oh Lord, have mercy on us, oh God. And we are crying that our children, their future are getting spoiled, not knowing that we are misusing this money. Oh God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, oh Lord. Forgive our country. Forgive our leaders. Forgive us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we beg you, oh Lord. For your mercy. Deliver us, O God, from this selfish interest, O God. O Lord, Father, from this corrupt heart. O Lord, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
2021. 56% of Americans gave to charity. And an average of $570.
Buli omunga awayo entono nya zisembayo abasinga bawayo dola bitano munsi
570
bitano munsi sambu
zebaga abaga bila bayo we are talking about around 2 million shillings
buli omu abantu mu America More than
what's the population of America?
America will even make a brand, Peter.
300 million.
Million be
I want somebody to come and multiply 300 million.
I want to come on mango. I want to
2 million.
That's
how much money came to charity?
Avant to under 500 million be sat to make America.
That's one nation.
When I calculate the mobile mango, if 500 million be sat to Zambia, to America.
300 million times 2 million. No, 150 million times 2 million. 150 million times 2 million. That's how much money was given to charity in 1 year.
It was the center of America, the bagava.
In one nation.
Mumaka gumugo ka.
How much is this?
Mangwao.
How many people? Mumugambe
ziri meka. What do you got?
So multiply this. This is 300. Is it trillion? 300 trillion was given by one nation. To charity.
300 trillion.
Trillion
bisatu. Muria trillion bimeka.
And it's found out that. Of money given to charity, only around 20% finally is used for charity.
And
in one of the years, 20 million Americans stopped giving to charity because they discovered their money was not been going to charity.
America million
listen, brethren.
Uganda.
When you use the misfortune of another person for your profit, misfortune comes
now
to you. When you benefit from the misfortune of another person, misfortune comes to
you.
When war is used to your profit, war comes to your family. When death is used to your profit, death comes to your family. When you profit from the money of orphans, your own children soon become orphans. We should watch our brethren. Near where we were staying, somebody had died.
Neighbor,
and they were collecting money to transport. And there was one man who posted, he was there collecting and recording some people's them. And people just
believed
that he was part of the family. After I had collected the money for the transportation of people, it disappeared. People were waiting and waiting.
And waiting. People
said, but we are paid for transportation.
Transport.
They were asking to go. But to the man who was collecting
money,
to discover that he was a con man. Here in Kampala,
wano,
a woman had lost her child and did not have money to transport the child to
a coffin.
She put in a bag to carry in and like a normal cargo. And one of these street, these people carried
people.
He got the bar.
Yeah,
thinking that it was big.
And stole
it and
najiba, it.
Only to go and open it.
Agano gubikula.
And discover a corpse inside. That's our
name. Guanga. Kuba bikolimo.
Stealing a corpse.
Kubo mulambo.
So the woman was there crying.
Muchara kaba,
they have stolen my baby. Stolen my corpse. You use the misfortune of another for your own blessings.
Okozesa ennaku y'abalala weggaggawaza ojja kulaba ekinaakutuukako.
Please watch out.
Weegendereze.
You have seen that we have not taught.
Mulaba tetulala kusomesa. Si bwe kiri.
It's because there are obstacles.
Waliwo ebiziiza mukama byagenda ajja mu bulamu bwaffe.
National obstacles.
Ebyeggwanga
lino. Regional obstacles.
Ebitundu kyaffe.
The land of often have been swindled.
Ettaka ly'abamulekwa abantu bali nyega. Baggo babamulekwa ku ttaka lyabwe.
And they cry.
Abamulekwa bakwaba.
Particularly in the central region.
Naddala wano mu sekati ga Uganda ababbi b'ettaka bangi.
May God have mercy.
Come on, tusasire.
These are some of the obstacles.
You know, we are dealing with.
Some of the obstacles we are dealing with
is
because even when we started taking care of children in Chungu, we just thought that we were getting money from outside. We were getting no one shilling anywhere. Even up till now, something. And after a time, because of our compassion towards people, there were parents who were alive and they were registering their children for us to take care of
their
orphans.
Umwana omutaka ekikoli mu nti mulekwa nga ate ogwo omuzadde okyali mulamu.
I want one sister to stand up.
Ndega sister omwayimirire.
Where you are, say, Father, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Kabira mukama sasira. Mukama sasira.
A sister, stand up.
Sister omu. Aimira akabira
mukama.
Ategere kye twogerako.
And if
we pray, O God, that out of your hands, O God, Father God, give us all the sins that we have committed, O God. Forgive us, O God, for this corruption. In the name of Jesus Christ, we repent, O King of Glory. O Father, I pray that let your anger not burn against us, O God. We have sinned, and you have exposed it to us, O God. Father, we plead with you that you forgive us, O God. Father, I pray that you forgive us. Death has robbed us because we benefited, O King of Glory. Father, I pray that even children among us became orphans because, O King of Glory, of the sin that was committed, King of Glory. We repent, O God. Father, I pray, forgive us, King of Glory. And I pray that from this day forth, O God, Father, we shall not enter or we shall not put ourselves into this sin, O God. Father, forgive us as individuals. Forgive us as families. Forgive us as a nation, O God. Father, forgive us as Christian, O Father. I plead with you. Forgive us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Many of the so-called NGOs, charity organizations, that were started,
they started
because they know donors will bring money.
That
it will not be a problem. But they know when donors bring money, they will swindle it. We'll take 15 minutes. The kitchen team have something to give us. And then after that, the press team will take us into the new year. Please, can you take 15 minutes? I will share what I would have shared after we enter the new year. If you look at the way God is leading us, you should know that there is going to be a turning point. It's a turning point. Someone asked me in my office. Why were you not sharing some of this with us? Wanted to know, did you fear to be misunderstood? God is showing to us the secret of success. The secret of our
breakthrough.
Is the key. When we enter the new year again,
unaingira mwako mpya,
we shall intercede.
Tujja kongera kwegayirira.
Aha, are they going to line up?
Bane mumaze abefumbiro.
Just sit where you are.
Bule musitula wotudde tositoka.
And play, let's do it very fast. We have 15 minutes for that.
Bane bayamba ko muyambe mangu dashe 15 zokka.
Oh. It's a year of new beginning. It's a year of breakthrough. It's a year of new beginning for your life. My life, our lives, your family. It's going to be a year of your breakthrough. I'm giving you the direction for you in 2023. It's a year of your breakthrough, So prepare yourself. So start afresh.
Chai bamazo musabira, tandikira okunywa abo bakuwa.